His name, and we just glorify you and praise you. You're so worthy of all of our praise and all the thanksgiving of our hearts, Father. You have redeemed us from the face of the earth, Lord, by the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, who you did not withhold from dying a terrible death, Father, because you loved us so much, Lord. And that kind of love and that kind of commitment, Lord, to saving anybody, let alone people who were rejecting you and hating you and living their lives contrary to you, Father, that is a staggering truth, Father. And yet, we are so thankful to find ourselves here today, having been bought with the blood of the Lamb and redeemed. Father, and we ask and pray, Lord, that our lives, that we would have the faith and the courage, Lord, just the absolute resolute desire, Father, to put all aspects of our lives into your hands, to allow you to have your perfect way in us, Lord, to be continually molding us and making us into the image of your Son, never to be satisfied with where we are, or to just rest on our laurels, Lord, but rather to be hungry to allow you to begin a fresh work in us, Lord. We ask and pray, Father, as a church, that you would be preparing us, Lord, to do a work of ministry for your kingdom, whatever it might be, Lord. We pray that you would show us in your due time, if it's anything beyond these four walls, Lord, that you would show us, that you would guide us, and we would be faithful to follow you, Lord. We pray for the people who are going to hear the gospel this week, Lord, at Motocross Camp. Father, we pray for those families, and we ask that you would bring many to salvation, Lord. We ask and pray that you would use the people there, Lord, who do know you, to be a light and to be a salt and a witness and a testimony to the people who don't, Father. And we ask and pray, Lord, for the same thing all around the world, Lord, wherever people are going to gather this week and hear about Jesus, we pray that souls would be brought into the kingdom. We pray, Father, that your name would be glorified and magnified and lifted up, Lord, in our worship today and in our attentiveness to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together. And if at any time anybody feels uncomfortable, if it hurts to stand, by all means sit. Okay? We're not dogmatic about that here.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory. The King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Amazing grace, this is amazing. you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb.
My king would die for me.
from evil things. Oh Lord, we cast down our idols.
We bow our hearts.
We bow our hearts and we bend our knees. Oh Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh Lord, we cast down our idols. So give us clean. Pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh God, let us be a generation that sees, that seeks your face, oh God of Jacob. Oh God, let us be a generation that sees, that seeks your face, oh God of Jacob.
That seeks your face,
that seeks your face. Seeks your face, oh God, Jacob.
And you may be seated. Our ushers, come on up. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for your mighty word. Thank you so much for the fellowship that we have together as believers, Lord, through the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask, Lord, that as we are here gathered together, Father, that you would be right here in the midst of us, Lord, and that you would speak to each heart through your mighty word. We pray that the songs that we sing this morning, Father, would come from our hearts, Lord, not just from our lips, and that we would truly mean everything that we say to you this morning, Father. We pray that you would help our unbelief. Lord, strengthen our faith where it's lacking, Lord, and help us to each and every day, Lord, seek and desire in our hearts to take up our crosses, to follow after you, to put ourselves to the side, Lord, and to seek your will instead, Father, and to be asking you continually, what is it that you would seek to do through me today, Father? We pray that you give us a hunger for your word. We pray, Lord God, that you'd give us a great and exuberant love in our hearts, Father, first and foremost for you, and then secondly for the people around us, Lord, so that we can appropriately reflect the image of Jesus Christ, Lord, wherever it is that we go. Father, bless the tithes and offerings. Use it for your glory, for your purposes, for your will, Father, to be accomplished in this place and beyond this place. Lord, and I pray that you would bless the obedience of all who give to you, Father, whether it's financially, Lord, or the more and greater and loftier gift, Father, of our own hearts and our time. Father, we pray that you would bless that, Lord, with more of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Though the nations rage, kingdoms rise and fall, there is still truth remains that my God is the Ancient of Days. None above him, none before him, all of time is in his hands. For his throne it shall remain and ever stand. In his name, for my God is. the future brings. I will watch and wait for the Savior King. Then my joy complete, standing face to face in the presence of the Ancient of Days. None above him, none before him, all of time is in his hands. For his throne it shall remain and ever stand.
I am.
You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are.
Seated, the kids are dismissed.